Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Top Tens podcast. I'm your host, Simon Whistler. In this podcast, what we do is we have top 10 lists. These are the audio versions of our videos that were originally published on YouTube. If you enjoy this show, please do consider leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, you want to say hi to me on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, all of that stuff. I am at Simon Whistler, one word. Come and say hi to me. Let me know how you like this show. And let's get into it.
Hello, I'm Simon Whistler. You're watching Top 10's Net, and in the video today, the top 10 cities you had no idea were bigger than New York. When you hear the words big city, what pops into your head? For most Americans, New York would be the quintessential big city, but for most Brits, it would be London. For those living in rural Appalachia, it might be Charleston, West Virginia, a town of about 50,000 people. But none of these cities are even in the top 20 most populous worldwide. Everyone knows about Beijing and Tokyo, but we bet that at least a few of the places in the video today you've never heard of, let alone realized they were bigger than New York. So, let's get right into it. Number 10. Guangzhou, China. China is a huge country with huge cities. When you ask an American to name Chinese cities, they'll probably list Beijing, Shanghai, and, that'd probably be it. However, there are actually several other megacities within the country. One of these is Guangzhou, the capital city of Guangdong. This has historically been referred to as the Canton region, which we can assure you is a real place and is not from Pokemon. It's actually a part of South China where people speak Cantonese instead of Mandarin. If you've watched the Kung Fu Panda movies, there's a good chance they were in Cantonese, as that's what they speak in Hong Kong. Anyway, because of its proximity to the sea, Guangzhou is often referred to as a gateway to China. It was the first port to be regularly visited by Europeans. Because of this and the Pearl River, which runs near the city, it has long been the center of trade within the province. However, since the 80s, manufacturing and tourism have been growing as well. It appears to be a city full of beautiful and cool sights, such as the Southern China Botanical Gardens. Number 9. Karachi in Pakistan. Who would have guessed that Pakistan would be on this list? It's not really a large country. In fact, it's only the 36th largest if you look at area. But it turns out Pakistan has a very high population density because it is the 6th largest by population worldwide. With over 200 million people, it's more populous than Russia, the world's largest country by area. If you're looking at population, Karachi is the largest city in Pakistan and the 2nd largest city in the Muslim world. The name of this city has changed many times over history, and today Karachi is heavily involved in the manufacture and trade of textiles. Unfortunately, Karachi is probably not a city you want to visit anytime soon, as the US State Department has issued a warning advising against any non-essential travel to Pakistan. Also, it doesn't look like much of a tourist city to begin with. The top-rated attraction on TripAdvisor is a shopping mall. And no, before you start thinking that maybe the shopping mall is underwater, or maybe it's in space, or something like that, no, it is totally a regular earthbound shopping mall. Granted, the mall does look really nice, but it's probably not worth the really expensive plane ticket and the warning from the State Department to not go there. Number 8. Jakarta in Indonesia. Jakarta is the largest city and capital of Indonesia, a nation in South Asia made up of thousands of volcanic islands. Lava is probably the least of your worries if you're visiting, but we thought we'd give you a heads up anyway. Indeed, there is a chance, although very slight, that you might be melted by superhot liquid shot up from within the earth. Jakarta is a tropical city with warm temperatures all year round. Though there is no official travel warning for Indonesia, visitors should be cautious and make sure to research where they are going to be going. Jakarta has many unique and cool-looking amusement parks, museums, and other sites. There are also several beautiful islands and beaches nearby. Number 7. Dhaka, Bangladesh. Dhaka is the capital and largest city in Bangladesh. Bangladesh, like Pakistan, was actually a bit of a surprise when we were putting together. We guess they both just tend to get overshadowed in the news by their larger neighbor, India. And here at Top 10s, we'd now like to officially apologize to both countries for underestimating them in the past. Now, there are two theories about the origin of the name Dhaka. The first is that it was named after the Dak tree, which was once common to the region. According to some, the tree that Buddha sat under while he was achieving enlightenment was a Dak tree. And no, this is not related in any way to the Deku tree, which is from Legend of Zelda. The other theory is that Dhaka refers to Dakeshwari, a Hindu goddess. In fact, there's still a temple named after her located in the city. Unfortunately, there's also a travel warning for Bangladesh, which is a shame because Dhaka really looks like a beautiful place. However, this travel warning is pretty serious because US government officials in the city aren't allowed to go out in public on their own. And with that, we really hope that this city itself can undergo a rebirth at some point and free it from its current tensions so we can all go and see its beauty. Number 6. Kinshasa in the Congo. Ah, yes, another city, another travel warning. Kinshasa is the largest city and the capital of the Congo. Supposedly, it is relatively much safer than the rest of the country. However, you're probably better off visiting with a tour group if you do go. Whatever you do, make sure you research first and make sure you're okay with what may be a stressful visit. According to the State Department, travelers in the region may encounter troop movements, armored vehicles, and attack helicopters. Kidnapping for ransom is also common. On the bright side, there are many cute animals there, like gorillas, who, well, I guess those are also quite dangerous. Now, before 1966, the city was known as Leopoldville, which might give you a hint as to the official language. And if you guessed French, you'd be absolutely right. But many do speak Lingala, it's a Bantu language native to the Congo. Kinshasa is also well known throughout Africa for producing popular music, as well as art and literature. Number 5. Tianjin in China. Tianjin is a city in northeastern China, about 75 miles southeast of Beijing. It is only 35 miles inland from the Bahai Sea, a gulf that leads through the Yellow Sea and a few others eventually out into the Pacific Ocean. So theoretically, a superhuman like Aquaman could swim all the way from China to Los Angeles. We do not recommend trying though, as we assume this would get pretty damn boring after a while. Because of its proximity to the ocean, it has long been one of the most important ports of trade within China. It is also well known for its cuisine, especially seafood. The city has many notable museums, which house art from many different Chinese dynasties. There is also a beautiful harbor and a skyline, including a giant Ferris wheel. Indeed, this Ferris wheel is the first thing that comes up if you Google search the name of the city on Google Images. Ancient Culture Street includes architecture from long ago, including a palace built in 1326. And if you feel like some light hiking is in order, well, the Great Wall is pretty close by. Number 4. Lahore in Pakistan. Yes, Pakistan is really on this list twice. Way to go, guys! Lahore is the second largest city in Pakistan after Karachi, which is over 800 miles away. It lies on the Ravi River, a tributary of the Indus. According to Hindu legend, Lahore was named for Lava, son of the Hindu deity Rama. Whether this is true or not, the city is very, very old. In fact, it's actually theorized that it may have been the Labokla mentioned by Ptolemy in the 2nd century, although the city may be even older than that. Now, as we mentioned earlier, there is that travel advisory warning against Pakistan, but there are several cool-looking attractions that, if you ever should find yourself in Lahore, you should probably visit. The Badshahi Mosque is large and grand and pretty damn neat-looking. Fort Lahore and Shalimar Gardens also house a lot of beautiful architecture and scenery. The Fort and Gardens were designated a World Heritage Site all the way back in 1981. And if one giant mosque for you wasn't enough, don't worry, because there's also the Grand Jamia Mosque, which looks pretty cool, but rather different from the one we just mentioned. Indeed, when this mosque is lit up at night, it actually looks like it could in fact be a building from another planet. Number 3. São Paulo in Brazil. If we asked you to name a Brazilian city, there's a pretty good chance you'd say Rio de Janeiro. Maybe that's because the Olympics were hosted there in recent years, or maybe it's because it's a popular tourist destination. Or perhaps it could just be because it's easier to pronounce. Whatever the case may be, São Paulo tends to get ignored when we talk about Brazil. Which, to be honest, for the most part, is not very often. Well, it turns out São Paulo is actually bigger than Rio. It's the largest city in South America, with almost 12 million people in the city proper. It is pretty crazy that there are people who have never heard of São Paulo, but have heard of the much smaller St. Paul in Minnesota. São Paulo is one of the fastest growing cities in the world and is one of the most important industrial centers in Latin America. It's known as a place for working hard and making money rather than a tourist spot, hence the phrase, earn in São Paulo so you can spend in Rio. However, like all large cities, there is some fun and or touristy stuff to do. There are lots and lots of parks, historical sites, and we assume many restaurants specializing in Brazilian food, which, when you're there, you'll probably just be referring to as food. Number 2. Lagos, Nigeria. Lagos is the largest and most important port in Nigeria. And Nigeria, to be honest, is a country we also did not expect to find on this list. The US State Department has a travel warning issued for much of the country, especially the northeastern part of the country where Boko Haram operates. Luckily, Lagos is in the very southwest of the country, which is about as far away as you can get without actually leaving the country. Now, it's still a pretty dangerous city, so do your research and be careful if you go. The city also includes an island within its limits, which we're assuming will have beaches with views of, well, I guess water. There's also a nice art center, a conservation center, and a giant church called Synagogue Church of All Nations. Despite the confusing name, it is a Christian church run by T.B. Joshua, acclaimed prophet and faith healer. Based on the honestly small amount of research we did, we're not really convinced that this guy does any magic, but we will admit that the building is really grand and really beautiful. In fact, it doesn't really look as much like a church as it does a bank. And I guess if I thought about this a little bit more, I'd probably be able to make a clever metaphor here, but I'm not going to, so, you know, go think of that on your own. Number 1. Lima, Peru. Ah, Lima. The place on Earth where all lima beans do come from. Well, we were pretty sure that was the case, but then we decided to fact check it, as we do with these videos, and, well, it was totally not true at all. Fascinatingly, it is possible to produce lima beans in several other locations throughout the world. In fact, a lot of them are actually grown in California. Now, despite their lack of monopoly in the lima bean industry, which you might have thought existed, Lima is the commercial and industrial center of Peru. It is also surrounded by incredibly diverse nature. The city is near a coastal desert, the Andes Mountains, and the Pacific Ocean. In this sense, one could really refer to it as the Los Angeles of South America. We just coined that term ourselves, but we do hope it's going to spread. Now, there are tons of beautiful historic churches, museums, and places to eat in Lima, and as we mentioned earlier, there is an abundance of nature nearby. It also seems like just a pretty cool place to visit, which was why we decided to pop it in the number one spot.
So I really hope you enjoyed the audio version of one of our YouTube videos. If you did, please do consider heading over to wherever you get your podcasts and leaving us a review. It'd be greatly appreciated. You can also say hi to me on social media at Simon Whistler. Check out our YouTube channel on YouTube. Just search Top Tens, T-O-P-T-E-N-Z, and I'll see you next time.